You know, I love spring cleanup, and part of spring cleanup is creating a list. And maybe this year, your list is finally to think through your insurance options more clearly. Luckily, Policy Genius can help you out. They've got a team of licensed experts on hand to help talk you through whatever your insurance needs are. And they also have technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from the nation's top insurers in just a few clicks, and they'll help you find your lowest price. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not be enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, May 5th. It's the Cinco de Mayo. And today we are airing a portion, a snippet of our interview that we conducted with Teresa Ghilarducci. She is the labor economist, author, professor who studies retirement. If you haven't yet listened to yesterday's show, start with that because we talk about the two-tiered retirement system in the United States. And Teresa is talking about her newest book that's out called Work, Retire, Repeat, The Uncertainty of Retirement in the New Economy. Here's the second part of our interview with Teresa Ghilarducci. The people who listen to my podcast and are watching this webinar and have been loyal with us for a long time, what we saw during the pandemic was an influx of people who had the space, now that they were home for the, because of the pandemic, to rethink what their pathway would be. And by the way, I wrote a book about that called The Great Money Reset, because I'd heard from so many people who wanted to reset their lives, to have agency, to feel connection. And what I found was in writing my book was that people were much more willing to forego money to have that control. That was huge. It was a huge thing. Wow. Yes, there are people who are very much attached to their prestige and their position. But really, when you show people and you talk to people that they can do certain things, they have many more choices. But what the most important part of your book is that 79% don't have those choices. And we have hamstrung those people with this idea that just work longer or, you know, work till you die. And as you said, you know, first of all, you might have a physical job. Second of all, you might be downsized. But we've also really hurt people with a retirement system that penalizes them. So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the fallacy of the three-legged stool and remind people why, you know, if you run into people who are just not quite making it, why there's such a discrepancy between, you know, the 21% and the 79%.
So, you know, most people don't have enough money to retire on when they reach retirement age or when they're pushed out. They look to their supposedly three-legged stool, which was they were supposed to have enough Social Security, supplemented by a workplace retirement plan, supplemented by private wealth, which is mainly their house. And I just already said that for the bottom 90% of the population who've lived their lives and prepared for retirement for the last 40 years, they did not get wage increases like the top 10% did. They didn't always have an employer that that provided a workplace plan. They got a lower rate of return if they did have a 401k because they were usually in safe assets, or they were laid off during periods of time when the stock market was plunging, because of course that's what happens in recessions. But that meant that you did not have the opportunity to buy your assets in your 401k when they were going down. And then when you got a job and then waited that year to get into the 401k, the asset prices were really high. So you basically had a lifetime where you bought high and sold low. So you got to retirement, and also you borrowed from your house. So the three-legged stool was just really one pedestal, and it was tipping over, and that was just Social Security. So you thought, great, the American culture and all the experts told me, hey, I can work longer. That was the fourth leg, you know, of now my little table. And, oh, good, I'm going to go out into the labor market, and I'm going to work. But what we found is that only half of people from the ages of 51 to 61 even have continual employment. So your difficulty in the labor market probably started way before you were age 62. And then you're in your 60s and you're looking for work, you find a job, and most likely it pays a lot less than the job you had before. So what do? You don't wait to collect Social Security so that you get that delayed retirement bonus at 70. You know, only less than 10% of people actually can wait till 70 to get that big, juicy 8% return, you know, that you get from waiting. So you actually take your crummy job at 62, you claim your Social Security, and you probably don't save enough for retirement. And those are the fallacies. Working longer has the illusion of making you prepared for retirement. But because people collect their Social Security early, because they don't save for retirement while they're working longer, and because they often draw down their assets while they're working, most people aren't that much better off when they finally do leave the labor market, you know, around 70 and 72.
If you want to check out the whole interview with Teresa, you'll have to join us on Jill on Money Live. Again, that is our subscription service. For $35, you get access to 4 quarterly webinars and more engaging, lengthy video interviews with people like Teresa Gilarducci. All for $35. Just go to jillonmoney.com and you can subscribe right there. And of course, if you have a financial question, just click the Contact Us button and we will get your note. Okay, that is it. That is the program. We want to remind you to please try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.